This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, James Mays, please note the following medical letter, period. First name's James, J-A-M-E-S, Mays, M-A-Y-E-S, period. On February 25, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed several hundred pages of medical records, as well as took the history directly from the client via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The patient was very pleasant and cooperative. However, he was a very poor historian. Period. New paragraph. The patient is a 59-year-old male who was involved in an automobile accident on or about May 10th, 2024, period. The patient was the driver with a seatbelt on, period. He was not sure if he had loss of consciousness, period. Another vehicle struck the patient's vehicle in the driver's front side, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was in an SUV, period. The patient was jerked and states that he may have hit his right hip on the console, period. He had immediate pain in his entire back, comma, right hip, comma, left shoulder, comma, as well as other pain, period. He states that the right hip pain resolved in 2025, period. Despite treatment present day, he's still having some mid and low back pain, as well as left shoulder pain and difficulties with his hand after shoulder replacement surgery, period. New paragraph. His thoracic and lumbar pain, he states, had required two surgeries with rods and screws, period. He is unsure of the diagnosis, period. He states that surgery was required not only because of his pain, but because his legs were giving out, period. He states he was told his neck may need to be fused at a later time, period. He states that the mid and low back pain is constant, period. It is a burning sharp pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates up to the neck and down his low back, as well as down to his legs, period. New paragraph. His left shoulder pain states that it did require shoulder replacement in 2025 due to bone chips at Community South, period. It is an intermittent pain, period. The pain lasts approximately 3 hours per day, period. It is a burning type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the arms to the hands with tingling, period. The patient states his left hand has swelled and been painful after surgery, period. He had physical therapy but has problems gripping and bending his fingers, period. He states he has an appointment with a hand specialist on March 3rd for further follow-up, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. was that the day of the injury, ambulance took him to Methodist emergency room. He was treated and released after x-rays, period. He saw his family doctor, Dr. Abdullah, a couple times, period. He was referred to Dr. Cole, C-O-L-E, orthopedic specialist at Community Hospital, several times, who did an MRI and did his surgery at Community in both 2024 and 2025, period. He had physical therapy at Community, period. He states he had chiropractic care. And he also was seen at Community Orthopedics for his shoulder several times, and ultimately had a shoulder replacement in 2025, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems walking over a block, comma, standing over 5 minutes, comma, sitting over 5 minutes, comma, lifting over 5 pounds, comma. Sports such as water slides, comma, canoeing, comma, softball, comma, horseback riding, comma, problems dressing himself, comma, yard work, comma, driving over 10 minutes, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include two blood pressure medicines, comma, hyperlipidemia medicine and fish oil, comma, pain medicines such as hydrocodone, comma, and a muscle relaxer, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes hydrocodone, comma, a muscle relaxer, comma, exercises, comma, and presently uses a cane that he has not required in the past, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma. States he had arthritis but did not have treatment before this injury, period. Although oral history not given to me, review of the records reveal he has a history of DVT and pulmonary embolus, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals neck surgery 2001 for work injury of boxes injuring his neck, period. Surgeries for his back because of this injury. One surgery to the left shoulder shoulder replacement, period. Removement of a chest lesion, period. And right hip replacement in 2023, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his mid or low back in the past, period. The patient never injured his left shoulder in the past, period. The patient never injured his left hand in the past, period. He had a prior auto accident in 1999 with no treatment and no injury other than being seen in the emergency room one time, period. He had a work injury in 2023, injuring his right groin when he twisted his leg and pulled his groin, but it did not require any treatment or permanency other than 1 week off work, period. The patient injured his neck in 2001, where boxes fell and hit his neck, requiring surgery of a disc removal and plate insertion with no permanency, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that of a prior truck driver, period. He was put on disability in 2024 due to the injuries of his back contributed to by this auto accident, period. He has been off work since this auto accident, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Emergency room report, May 10th, 2024. History, 58-year-old male brought in by EMS, reports a loss of consciousness, reporting right hip pain, period. On physical examination, they note right hip pain, period. Patient was a medical decision-making. Patient was well-appearing but complaining of diffuse pain, period. PAN scan and x-rays obtained and revealed while patient was in emergency department without evidence of acute focal abnormality, period. Patient's right hip was patient's right hip x-ray was discussed with orthopedic team who reported that the changes were likely chronic, period. We'll arrange outpatient follow-up, period, assessment, MVC. They did CT of the abdomen and pelvis, comma, chest, comma, head, comma, maxillofacial, comma, and cervical spine CTs. X-rays of the pelvis and hip showed right hip prosthesis appeared intact, period. End of report. Center for Southside Surgery, assessment, one, chronic pain syndrome, two, spinal stenosis, comma, lumbar region with neurogenic claudication. This was done on April 21st, 2025. End of report. Center for Pain Management, September 26, 2024, assessment plan, status post-cervical spine fusion, lumbar stenosis with neurogenic claudication, period. He is considering lumbar fusion and has appointment with Dr. Cole's team later today, period. They prescribed hydrocodone. Procedure was bilateral L3-L4, capital T, capital F, capital E, S1, without relief or any improvement, lasted for 1 day after procedure period. Presents for follow-up visit. Pain is described as being located in the neck, comma, low back, comma, and hip, period. End of report. MRI of the lumbar spine, July 1st, 2024, at L4, L5, disc protrusion, L3, L4, disc bulge, L2, L3, moderate thecal sac narrowing due to slight disc bulge, L1, L2, disc bulge, T12/L1, small central disc protrusion, period. Conclusion one, moderate to severe bilateral foraminal stenosis at foraminal stenosis at L5/S1. Number two, severe fecal sac narrowing at L3-4 with the redundancy of nerve roots above this level, period. Three, moderate fecal sac narrowing L2-L3, end of report. Community Emergency Room Department, March 16th, 2025, right arm pain for 5 hours. History of DVTs presenting to the Emergency Department for evaluation of right upper extremity pain, comma, erythema and warmth the last several hours, period. Impression, one, right arm pain. They prescribed Medrol. End of report. Community admission, February 10th, 2025, orthopedics, 58-year-old male who returns to clinic for repeat evaluation of right hip pain, period. He had a hip replacement done by Dr. Khan, K-A-H-N, in July 2023, period. Involved in car accident in May 2024, and since then he has been having increased pain in the side of his thigh, period. End of report. April 2nd, 2025, discharge note, orthopedic and neuro. Admission date, April 2nd, 2025. Discharge date, April 6th, 2025. Discharge diagnosis, status post-lumbar fusion. Treatment, surgery, L2 to pelvic fusion. Procedures performed, a long list. Of 15 procedures describing the fusion with pedicle screws applied, period. End of report. Community Emergency Department, South, November 29th, 2024. History of gout who presents to the ED with gout pain, period. Patient endorses pain in the fourth and fifth digits of his left hand and his right wrist, period. X-rays done and only showed multiple degenerative changes, period. Impression one, pain of hand, unspecified laterality. Two, pain in wrist, unspecified laterality, period. End of report. Greenwood Orthopedics. May 3rd, 2024, states, actually it's a follow-up evaluation, scratch that date of May 3rd, 2024. Just Greenwood Orthopedic note, it's May 24th, 2024. Date is May 24th, 2024. States on 5/10/24, he was involved in MVA, period. He has pain over the lateral hip, period. End of report. Greenwood Orthopedics, October 29th, 2024, presents for complaint of neck and low back pain with radiation to the hip, status post-MVA on May 10th, 2024, period. Exam, lumbosacral spine, range of motion decreased. Impression, low back pain. Surgical options discussed. Recommended a bone growth stimulator to promote healing postoperatively. The patient chose the plan of discectomy infusion, period. End of report. I also reviewed and have a copy of the x-ray showing his metallic hardware in his low back. As well as the right hip, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of May 10th, 2025, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, thoracic trauma, pain, and strain. Number two, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and radiculopathy requiring surgery. Number three, left shoulder strain, comma, pain, comma. Let me repeat the final diagnosis. This is for some reason it cut off. Final diagnosis one is thoracic trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain. Number two, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and radiculopathy requiring surgery. Number three, left shoulder strain, comma, pain, comma, and trauma. Number four, right hip trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain resolved with a history of prior hip replacement. Number five, right arm and hand trauma, comma, trauma and pain. The cause is unclear and to be determined with further follow-up, period. The above five diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of May 10th, 2024, period. In terms of permanency, I do feel the patient does have permanency in his low back, period. By permanency, I mean he will have continuous pain in diminished range of motion for the remainder of his life, period. He will be much more susceptible to worsening arthritis as he ages, period. In reference to the surgery, it is my feeling that the automobile accident did contribute to the need for surgical management, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. The patient was advised that he may need an additional back surgery should the rods and screws migrate, period. I certainly agree that that is a potential, period. The patient has a hand specialist appointment that is pending, period. Ongoing medications will cost approximately $100 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some additional injections in his back will cost approximately $3,000, period. The patient states that he was also advised that he may need a mechanical machine for pain med insertion in his spine, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have taken the history directly from the patient, and I have reviewed the medical records, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation. End of dictation. Thank you.